Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Thank you, T.O. I know one of Jamie's favorite days was opening day, and one of the favorite segments of opening day was to get to talk to this guy. We love him as well. The radio voice of your Detroit Tigers here on 97.1 The Ticket. The one, the only, Dan Dickerson. Happy opening day. And snow on the ground.
I'm driving it now. Would you have it any other way? Come on, 70 on Tuesday. Forget it. We need a little snow to set the atmosphere.
I know. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? I'm driving to a ballpark for the start of the full season with fans in the stands.
I know.
Couldn't be much better.
It's got to be great. Dan, obviously, everybody's always optimistic opening day. What do Tiger fans have to be optimistic about this season besides the new manager and that type of thing, the whole new coaching staff?
Yeah, I think, you know, someone made the point every new coaching staff has ideas and everybody gets excited. But I'm just telling you, this coaching staff, just the ideas they've brought from organizations that have won World Series to this team and the way the players have embraced all the hard work that goes along with employing those concepts has been impressive. And I think that's what fans should look for. Look for the improvement of the Casey Mizes, the Tarek Skubals of the world, but also guys who've already been here who aren't quite maybe established yet. Jamer Candelario continuing, you know, his improvement from last year, Willie Castro as well. But I just think that there's a whole different feel about this team. I mean, Ron Gartenhire and his staff did a heck of a job trying to turn something around that was going in the wrong direction. But just now there's a little more talent, and this coaching staff, I think, has a real ability. I think H.A. Hinch has for getting the most out of his players because how he communicates and all the ideas he and his coaches have for making them get better.
Well, we're all hoping that we get a chance to see that gift that you talk about, especially with such a young team. But today, opening day, what do you want to say at Comerica Park from the Detroit Tigers?
I want to see. I think Matt Boyd is going to kind of set the tone, I hope, for this season. A.J. Hinch challenged the pitchers right from the very first day. You guys have to be better. You have to go deeper into games. You didn't even average five innings to start last year. We're not even including Michael Fulmer's three-inning starts. So that challenge was accepted. I think Matt Boyd can lead this staff. I'm not sure if it's the same guy that we saw the first 13 starts in 2019, but this is a guy who can lead a staff with the way he pitches, the way he's dedicated to his craft, and also just using some of the ideas. What we saw in spring was there's simple concepts, but it's not always easy for guys to embrace. That whole race to two strikes, that's a mentality that these guys are going to take to the mound to attack you and put you under pressure instead of the other way around, which is how it felt for a lot of the last 4 years. And I do think, so look for Matt Boyd to have a good season. He's going to be on relatively short leashes at the beginning of the season, but he can go 90 pitches plus. And just look for a brand of play that's a tight brand of play that pays attention to details, meaning they don't give 90 feet away, and they're going to try to take 90 feet.
You mentioned Casey Mize, and we talked about him earlier this morning. What is realistic hopes for him. I mean, last year was kind of disappointing, but it was his first trip up. You know, we've heard the velocity, it's back up. It's, you know, I'm listening to people talk about spin rates and all that stuff that I can't even understand. But is he going to be the stud, or is he going to be just one of those guys?
Oh, no, he's not going to be one of those guys. He's going to be a top-of-the-rotation guy. It's just a matter of it's the rare guy who comes in and dominates as a rookie. I mean, he's still a rookie. He's going to probably make 20-some starts, right around 20. They're going to limit his innings to around 120, but they don't want him to think about that now. Just go right now. The way he finished, Tony, that to me tells me about what the staff is doing in terms of teaching the concepts. So Casey Mize struggled all spring, couldn't throw strikes at the beginning. And then it's like, hey, throw more strikes. Okay, now I'm throwing strikes, now I'm getting hammered. Okay, does he not have the stuff? No, A.J. Hinch said he's got the stuff. His stuff is elite, but he's just figuring out how to use it. Then at the end, one walk, 15 strikeouts his last nine innings with just a couple of runs. So he got it, but it's a process, and that's going to be a process this year. The key for fans to look for with both Scooble and Mize, are they progressing as the season goes on?
How much do you look at, Miguel Cabrera? He's got, you know, has the opportunity to get 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, all of that, and you might get a chance to make that call. Do you practice that? Is that something you're like, hey, when it happens, I want to make sure to say this, or is that just something for you that's off the cuff?
I learned a long time ago, and like that first year they made a run for the postseason, I practiced my first call that they'd made the playoffs in 06, and right. I listened back, I'm like, okay, that sucked. That sounded like you'd rehearse it. So what I've learned is, okay, you have to know how significant this is, you know, the little history of the 500 club, and, you know, put it in perspective historically in terms of in your mind. But then you just have to react to the moment and then see what comes out. So I want to make sure I'm prepared with, you know, the numbers and, you know, his place in history. But in terms of what I'm going to say, I'll just let it out when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Dan Dickerson joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. All right, so John brought up Miggy. Every spring, it's, oh, he's in the best shape of his life. He's this. How did he look? I know he appeared to be more energized because Hinch is going to let him play first base a little bit. What should we really expect from him? Will he be healthy? Will he play 140, 150 games?
I think he will. I mean, it's going to be mostly DH. AJ's really, I think, tempted to use him more than just a day or two a week at first because he did look good. He is energized, and I think it's a smart plan to play him out there because it energizes him. The thing that you saw with Miggy, I think, you know, he came in a little bit, you know, a little bit bigger than last year, but I think that's good. I think he's happier at a certain weight, and, he feels like, okay, I can drive the ball. I asked AJ at the end of spring, I said, what do you see in his swing? We saw it, you know, wasn't much in the spring, and he said, you know, we saw a few balls driven hard, and on the day when he later went out and hit a home run against Chad Green on a fastball 96 down and away, he said, it's just a guy who has to watch for about 12, 15 games. The ball traveled deeper. In other words, he's not cheating to get to a fastball in spring, or he's not anticipating that pitch in. He has to let that ball travel, hit that ball the opposite way. And he just kept doing it, making easy outs. And then at the very end, oh, there it is. If you see Miggy driving fastballs to all fields with power, that's a very good sign. And we saw a little bit of that in spring, and we saw it at the end of last year. And then punishing the mistakes that hang on the inside part of the plate. That's what's to watch for. Because he went through a 30-game stretch last year where he had three extra base hits, and it wasn't happening. It happened at the end. We saw it at the end of spring training. I'm really excited. Call me crazy. I know what the numbers say for the last 4 years. He's league average. I still think he's got that above average season in him, and I think we'll see it this year.
Well, speaking of power, I know Stoney has talked about this. We're all concerned. Is there anybody else on this roster where you could say, you know what? There's some power there. There's the ability to strike fear in the other picture. There's the ability to go yard. Who else could it be on this roster?
It's a great question, and that's why I think they really worked hard with Renato Nunez and his agent to keep him here, because he's going to get at-bats in this organization or on this team at some point at the major league level, and he's got pure power. So Scope, I would put in that group. He showed power last year. You know, he's a low walk guy, but he's got power. He's a threat. Robbie Grossman showed power last year. The question is, will he this year? I think there's more in there. I'm not sure it's quite as – I mean, it was big power last year. I'm not quite sure it's at that level, but he provides some. Candelario is more of a double guy, more of a line drive guy, gap to gap. So it does raise the question, where will the power come from? You added Ramos and Mazzara. Both can hit home runs, but I wouldn't call either – I mean, there's monster power in Mazzara's bat, but when I see a guy hit a lot of balls on the ground, half the balls put in play are on the ground, to me that's not a true power hitter. That limits, obviously, how many home runs you're going to hit. So it is a question. I think they'll provide some power, but I think that is still going to be a question, big question mark, going into this season. The offense wasn't good this spring, and you try not to overreact when veterans trying to get their swings down. But for fans, I would look for what kind of power do they have through the month of April. April's not a great month for hitting. But also, are they starting to bump the walk rate up, cut the strikeouts? Because a low walk, high strikeout team with no power, that's what they were last year. Let's see where the trends go in all those three areas.
Obviously, the biggest story, or one of the biggest stories of spring training, a lot has to do with his name, but Akil Baddoo. Is he going to make a significant contribution? Is he going to be just, you know, used to, you know, run the bases? He showed a little bit of power in spring training. How good can this kid be? I mean, he's never played a day over a ball.
I know. I keep saying it doesn't happen. A ballers don't jump to the major leagues. All this kid does is try to prove you wrong. Or just, they kept pushing him all spring, putting him in the leadoff spot in a game started by Garrett Cole. They kept trying to make him uncomfortable, and AJ said, I couldn't. And so it was not only the spring performance with the five home runs and hitting .320 and drawing walks. I mean, giving you a good at-bat, it wasn't fluky. It was spring training, but it wasn't really fluky because it was so consistent. And he never did, but it was also the off-the-field stuff, how he carried himself in the clubhouse. And just, it's a confident kid who just feels like he belongs in the major leagues. And AJ said, you know, somehow without playing any games, this kid got better the last 2 years. That's unusual. And the odds are against him. I think this kid could actually be a pretty nice piece this year. But the upside going forward, and the reason they're going to try to keep this kid, and I think they will, they'll figure out a way. I mean, it's a complete package of being able to drive the ball, get on base, steal bases, and play pretty darn good outfield. I didn't see him a ton in the outfield, but what I saw looked pretty good. So, again, how many make the jump from A ball? It's a very small number. Can this kid do it? I think he can.
Well, and I'd love to get your thoughts on just what your expectations for this baseball season, not just for the Tigers, but for the entirety of baseball. That last year the Tigers only had 58 games, some teams it was 60, you know, give or take. But obviously it's not the same baseball, it's not the same development for anybody in an entire baseball season from year to year.
Yeah.
What do you think, is there going to be a hangover effect? What do you expect early in this baseball season?
Well, that's the big question, and it's all about the pitching and arms and how these guys can ramp back up from a very low workload, or in the case of, say, a Matt Manning, zero workload last year in terms of actual innings pitched in a game. So that's the big question, and they've wrestled with it. Teams are all trying to figure out their own formulas, if you will, for how to keep guys healthy. They're going to watch them very closely. That's why the Tigers would go to a six-man rotation in mid-April. I think we can expect that, just to spread the innings out, because at some point they're going to shut them down. They're going to, you know, let the guys who've been at 180 innings probably go back to 180 innings as they watch them very carefully, you know, if they show they can handle it. I think from the pitching side, you know, you talk to a Matt Boyd, he's like, hey, I just look at it, I got a little more rest last year, and I should be strong to go a full season this year. And so I think that's what a lot of veteran pitchers feel, but I think there's also a lot of anxiety league-wide about how that will hold up. And then, you know, just, all right, let's say that does, and you know, the things start to get better with the pandemic and players getting vaccinated and more of the population getting vaccinated. I look forward to a full season. I look forward to hopefully more teams being competitive. This league has gotten way too top-heavy with not many teams or too many teams in a rebuild like the Tigers. I would like to see a little more balance and a few really good division races. Apparently, they've already handed the World Series to the Dodgers, but outside of that division, let's see what else can happen in baseball. And there's just so many good young players. in this game right now. You know, led by Soto and Fernando Tatis, you go right down the list. I can't wait to see this on display over 162. This is a great game with a lot of good young players, and I think we're going to play that full season because of all the good things happening on the vaccination front. And players have been very good at the protocols. I know we still have to be very careful, and they have to be very careful. But I'm just excited about that. But for fans, they should know this is going to be the issue of the year. Every team is looking for 8 to 10 starting pitchers.
Well, hopefully those young players will get one of those studs here one of these years. Real quick, what's the over-under on how many times your partner says Arsenal today in opening day?
I've set it at 6.5.
Okay. 6.5 for Jim Price.
It's Bieber. That's a little on the high side, but it's Bieber, and he's got an arsenal.
Yes, he does. Dan, thanks as always. We'll see you down there soon. Dan and Jim Price with the call this afternoon. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. Great talking to you. Happy opening day.
You, same to you. Dan Dickerson joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.